Starburst in W49N presumably induced by cloud-cloud collision, by Ryusuke Miyawaki et al. We present high-resolution observations of CS, J equals 1 to 0, H13CO+, J equals 1 to 0, and CO, V equals O. J equals 1 to 0, lines, together with the 49 GHz and 86 GHz continuum emissions, toward W49N carried out with Nobeyama millimeter array. We identified 11 CS, 8 H13CO+, and 6 CO clumps with radii of 0.1 to 0.5%. The CS and H13CO+ clumps are mainly divided into two velocity components, one at 4 km/s and the other at 12 km/s, while the CO clumps have velocities between the two components. The CO emission is distributed toward the UCHII ring, where the 4 km/s component clumps of CS and H13CO+ also exist. The 12 km/s component clumps of CS are detected at the east and west of the UCHII ring with an apparent hole toward the ring. The clump masses vary from 4.4 times 10 to the 2m underscore sun to 4.9 times 10 to the 4m underscore sun with the mean values of 0.94 times 10 to the 4m underscore sun, 0.88 times 10 to the 4m underscore sun, and 2.2 times 10 to the 4m underscore sun for the CS, H13CO+, and CO clumps, respectively. The total masses derived from CS, H13CO+, and CO clumps are 1.0 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, 0.70 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, and 1.3 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, respectively, which agree well with the corresponding virial masses of 0.71 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, 1.3 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, and 0.88 times 10 to the 5m underscore sun, respectively. The average molecular hydrogen densities of the clumps are 0.90 times 10 to the 6cm3, 1.4 times 10 to the 6cm3, and 7.6 times 10 to the 6cm3 for the CS, H13CO+, and CO clumps, respectively. The density derived from the CO clumps seems significantly higher than those from the others, probably because the CO emission is produced in high-density shocked regions. The free fall time scale of the clumps is estimated to be approximately 3 times 10 to the 4 years, which gives an accretion rate of 3x the 1st of March 10m underscore sun year 1 onto a stellar core. The observed clumps are, if they are undergoing free fall, capable of producing dozens of massive stars in the next 10 to the power of 5 year. We propose a view that pre-existing two clouds collided with each other almost face-on to produce the observed clumps and triggered the burst of massive star formation in W49N. This was starburst in W49N presumably induced by cloud-cloud collision, by Ryusuke Miyawaki et al.